This is Matt Wells with UN News. Eradicating smallpox and stepping up immunizations to prevent malaria, polio and other global killers are just some of the accomplishments of the World Health Organization, WHO, which turned 70 this month. The UN agency shows no signs of slowing down as it assists countries with combating the rise in diseases such as cancer and diabetes or to respond to outbreaks and epidemics. Siwen Xian has been speaking to Ren Mingui, the Assistant Secretary General at WHO, which is based in Geneva.
From the very beginning, WHO has brought together the world's leading health experts to produce international reference materials, guidance and policy recommendations to improve people's health. Just give you a few sort of examples. International classification of disease, you know, that's a very, very important document, can enable all the countries to use the common standard for reporting disease, identifying health trends. You know, in the earlier decades, there was a strong focus on fighting infectious killers like smallpox, malaria, polio, and diphtheria. And so we established expanded programs on immunization in the earlier 1970s to scale up the immunization programs around the world. Today, the immunization is one of very important and the most cost-effective ways to prevent deaths and improve lives. It is estimated about 1 to 3 billion lives every year are saved by vaccines. We reached the target of eradication of smallpox in 1980s. That's really big achievement in the history of public health. And after that, we push a lot for universal children immunization programs to cover more vaccine preventable diseases, including polio and measles, rubella, and maternal and neonatal tetanus. And for the polio eradication, which has been launched in 1990s, now big achievement, actually, we see the global incidence of polio has decreased by 99.9%. And for this year, only get 10 cases reported globally. So we almost reached the target of eradication polio. I think that's great sort of achievements made by WHO and all the partners in the world. In recent decades, we have seen a rise in non-communicable diseases, such as cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. And this disease now accounts for 70% of all mortality around the world. It's quite huge, actually. Non-communicable diseases are therefore the key priority for WHO.
In recent years, the Global Committee has seen several disease outbreaks, such as Ebola, yellow fever. What sort of role does WHO play during global disease outbreaks or other cross-border health emergencies?
WHO strengthens our capacity to respond to the disease outbreak and cross-border health emergency, especially after Ebola. We learned a lot of lessons. Now WHO health emergency program address all full risk management cycle, meaning it works with countries to address emergency before they happen by working on prevention and preparedness, and also helps in response to the emergency. And once the initial event has passed, we provide our system of recovery for the country. For instance, we provide a lot of technical support, early warnings, risk assessment, and emergency response. For instance, when we get a report from the country, we do a quick risk assessment, see whether we need to announce some global international concern message to all the member states. If it's not like that risky, we will work with country and maybe partners to provide some preventions and services to even the procurements to the country. And we know actually outbreaks are inevitable, but we also understand epidemics are preventable.
What are the major public health challenges facing the world right now, and what are WHO sort of doing to try to combat them?
I think there's quite a lot of challenges, you're absolutely right. And the first important challenge is in health inequity. Almost half our population globally don't have access to the essential medicines and the essential health services. It's quite a lot. Of course, we have lots of threat to global health. For this year, at least, we identify about 10 threats to global health. Number one is pandemic influenza, Number two is the health in conflict. Number three is the corolla. And number four is diphtheria. And then the malaria, natural disasters, meningitis, and the yellow fever, malnutrition, and food poisoning. So all 10 is such important for us to take care. And now we understand because that risk is always there. The only something we can do is to strengthen ourselves, as I said. That's why it's the most important challenges is how exactly we can work with countries and partners and peoples to build our own system and to have more political commitment and financial support to the health system strengthening.